Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
After the last tropical storm left trees and debris across Long Island and power outages that lasted for days, the town of Hempstead supervisor says town workers are preparing for what could be a really bad storm this weekend. Sophia Hall joins us on the Newsline. Sophia, what did the supervisor have to say?
Well, the supervisor says he has very little faith about how PSEG Long Island would handle another major storm with power outages. As residents here know, the power was out for up to 10 days, the last storm a couple weeks ago. The biggest problem, though, was the lack of communication. Residents would call and text the utility to try to get info, and the info they were seeing on the outage map was just plain wrong for most people. And it was not only wrong by hours, but by days. Some, for example, were told the power would be on Thursday night. They end up getting the power back Sunday night. So the supervisor says, along with making sure the bucket trucks and the chainsaws work to remove trees, the town workers will also be ready with an emergency call center to help residents get a hold of PSEG Long Island like they did the last storm.
And what is the response from PSEG Long Island?
Well, PSEG Long Island says they are working very hard to correct the mistakes from the last storm. And for this storm, they are prepared if bad weather hits.
And the advice for residents, I guess a lot of it boils down to you have to individually be prepared for this. Any advice for residents from the supervisors of how they can be better prepared as well this time?
Exactly. I mean, the advice, simple things like charge your phones tonight, make sure they're fully charged, and also have canned foods available with a non-electric can opener along with batteries for your flashlight. Have that all ready just in case there's another power outage that lasts for days and days.
And Sophia, I know you're out and about. How much anger have you personally heard from residents about this whole thing?
Oh, so many people are angry, very, very, very angry. And it boils down to, PSEG Long Island, they were texting people before the storm, claiming they were ready, claiming that if there's an outage, you can text out on your cell phone. And even myself, I could tell you when I did that, they said the system wasn't working. People would try to call PSEG Long Island. Some people were actually waiting on hold for an hour and 45 minutes to try to get a hold of somebody. And once they did, there were very little answers. They would get things like, yes, your power will be on at 4 o'clock tonight, but then it didn't come on for like 3 or 4 days later. So, you know, people are cautiously optimistic that the problems have been solved for this weekend storm if it gets really, really bad. But again, they are kind of expecting the worst at the same time.
Thanks so much for joining us, WCBS reporter Sophia Hall.
Thank you.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.